Emma, the law in this area is covered by the Criminal Damage Act, which is an act that goes back to 1971. And what that act says is it provides a defense for somebody who has committed criminal damage, in that they can say that at the time they committed the damage, in the circumstances that they committed it, they believed that the person whose property was damaged would have consented. So really, somebody would be able to argue after the event, I saw the dog suffering, the dog was in great distress, and it seemed to me obvious in those circumstances that the owner would have permitted me to cause damage to their property, i.e. to put the car window in.
If, in this day of modern technology, would it be advisable to try and gather some evidence before you do that, take photos, for example?
I think, having set out what the law says for you, Emma, I should caution your listeners that I think it would be particularly unwise simply to go around breaking car windows where dogs are in on hot days. I think what I would suggest to them is phone the police, maybe even phone the RSPCA. If that wasn't possible and it really was a perceived emergency and they break a window, then they're likely to have to find themselves accountable for that later, accountable perhaps to the police in an interview at the police station, or in worst case scenario in a court. So to get back to your question, yes, I think they certainly should gather some evidence, take photos, take maybe a video clip, certainly try and ring the police, maybe ring the police at the time, let them know what they're doing and why they're doing it, and obviously hang around afterwards so that the police can speak to them and see for themselves what the situation is. Of course, it also occurs to me, and perhaps this isn't necessarily legal advice, that if you've got a dog that's in distress and you let it out of the car, it's probably likely either to run off or bite someone, and that can of course lead to further problems.
Is this something that's quite common? Have you heard of these kinds of stories?
I think it's probably more talked about in chatting circles rather than actually seen in court.
So not something that you've come across very regularly in the court?
No, I can't say that I have, but I have seen a bit of chatter about it recently, or perhaps I should say heard a bit of chatter about it recently, and no doubt that's why your listeners are interested in it.